那就可以问，那边呢？Were you surprised when Pearl Harbor came?
Yes.
You didn't, people didn't have a feeling like Japan and the United States would get into a...
No.
No?
Mm-hmm. All the fishermen had to go, you know, can't speak against me. Terminal and the men folks all went, except Nikkei. They came on a bus, FBI, and they took one bus, each one of them, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, before, I wanted to go back a little bit, because when you first came, you were in high school, right? So when you were going to band in high school, did you date any of the people from school, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Mostly you said people that you knew.
Mm-hmm.
So, you were fairly... I mean, and not so strict like it was in Japan. You could kind of choose your
friends. Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Who you wanted to go after.
Japan? No way. Uh-huh. Well, now I guess they do, uh-huh. But before, no.
So when you came back, you could kind of just change, right?
You know, I was, I got so used to Nihon school, the strictest. When I came, I took a cooking class
mm-hmm.
at the San Francisco High School in the beginning. Just like an friend to teacher, huh? I was real surprised. You know, especially cooking class.
Mm-hmm.
The boys just talk to teacher and huh.
Mm-hmm.
But in Japan, it wasn't like that. Teacher, teacher, student, student.
Mm-hmm. So when you came back, you were depressed, but did you find it hard to fit in again?
No. It was easier than when I went to Japan.
Did you make lots of, most of your friends were Japanese, Nisei, or did you make friends with others?
Yeah, yes, it was Nisei.
And so when, do you remember, was there very much, you say girls growing up with any of the Habajin or the...
No.
No? Hardly anybody?
No. Not like now, huh?
And so when you dated, you mostly dated, well, you dated when you say boys.
Mm-hmm.
And was it very formal? Did they have to come over to your house? And you're living with your aunt then.
Cousin. Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Like senior prom?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy, you have to come to my house. We used to live in Wilmington.
Uh-huh. And so, but, you didn't have a car? Did you have a car?
He had a car. My cousin's wife had a beauty shop in Tumnana.
But your dates didn't have a car, right?
They did.
Oh, they did? Mm-hmm. Oh. So it was kind of American style then, aren't you? Did mostly you go out just a boy and a girl or in groups?
No, group.
In groups.
Uh-huh. Four couples, two, three couples. Like, they used to, they used to have dance too. No, I like, no. After Nikkei week,
mm-hmm.
then they said, try another ball
mm-hmm.
at Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks ago, four more.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big thing. No, those days, it was a real big thing. 3 weeks ago.
Evening gown, and get your hair done.
You know, people do. Well, I go beauty shop every week now, but before, when I was in Ternala, I just went, I think, when I get permanent.
Uh-huh.
And rest of the time, I don't go. I go every week now. It wasn't like now.
I never go to the beach.
Why? Did I have to? Yeah.
This is not important, but... okay, so then you met your husband, and you decided to get married. This was pretty soon after you graduated from school. So, did you have any plans of going to college if you hadn't met your husband?
I was.
You were?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, when I my senior year, I think, I had my appendix out, and I went to Long Beach in the hospital. Long Beach,
Memorial? No.
Is it Memorial, maybe?
I don't know how old I
was. Seaside Hospital or something. And the head nurse keep on telling me, go to school and be a nurse.
Why did she say that?
I don't know. There's no Nihonji nurse at the hospital. And try to go to school and be a nurse. She keep on telling me, you know. But so, I said, gee, maybe that's a good feel. So I almost was going to go. And then, my cousin then said, you better get married. So then I got married, and then I went to sewing school instead.
I see.
But I wanted to be a nurse, though.
You wanted you wanted to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you, how was you, not too many girls went.
Well, you know, those days, boys, even they go to junior college, it was a great thing.
Mm-hmm. So you would have to sort of support
yourself. So then I had nurses, gee, don't you want to go? Don't you want to go, you know? So I said, I was going to graduate high school, see, that's a, and I said, gee, I think about it, and I didn't go.
So you talked to your cousin about it?
He was, first he said, he's really into, you know, send me to college, but told him, he said, you better get me. He liked my husband, so.
You were already going around with your husband. Did you ever talk to your husband about going to college?
No.
So you decided to get married. And then you went to sewing school. Why did you decide to sewing school?
Well, nothing else to do, so.
You didn't sew before then? Did you sew?
I used to,
But you saw sewing as maybe work you were going to work later?
No. Just to make my own thing.
Oh, I see. And then, but your husband had a store right after you left. A little bit about weddings. So, when weddings, things like that, did your family say?
Husband's side thing.
Husband's side thing.
That's Japanese style, huh?
Yeah, Japanese style. So his family.
His father.
And he had a Christian wedding.
Yes. San Pedro Antonio Street. There's a church. All Nations Church or something.
And then everybody went on the bus to
hire two bus. So they all came on the bus.
Did you have a honeymoon?
Yes.
Where
did you go? Yesterday, and then San Francisco, Monterey.
By a car?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Did you do much traveling before that in the United States at all?
No. You know, when I was in Terminal, I didn't know what vacation was.
Because your family...
Nobody took vacation. And so, after we start this store, the market, boys have to get vacation, and we didn't know what it was. We're old fashioned, man.
So then you had the store, and you would work in the store every day?
Yes.
And then the work now. So you were, I was going to ask you, do you have children?
No.
No children. Mm-hmm. So then you went to Whittier,
mm-hmm.
and you said you stayed maybe 1 month. And just kind of, everybody was waiting to see where they were.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to
Manzanar.
And in Manzanar you worked as a nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. How long did you work at that job?
About 2 years,
About
I think.
Did you like that kind of work?
I do.
Uh-huh.
I did, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Also, you said you were working with children.
Mm-hmm.
Who would train people for the job? How would you?
A nurse.
A nurse.
Mm-hmm.
So did you learn did you learn things that you didn't know before? I mean, kind of technical
uh-huh.
things?
You know, at that time, I wanted to be a nurse too,
uh-huh.
and so hospital. I wanted to work at hospital, but I had so many boys to take care. My husband's brother was single. My brother was single. We all stayed together, uh-huh. and my husband's uncle and his brother. So I had 5 men staying with us. Just imagine the same room, yeah.
Is that right? You're all in the...
We have partition
yeah,
for uh-huh. bed and bathroom, it's the same room.
Uh-huh.
And we used to eat out 3 times, huh?
You used to eat in the
mess.
But you were, I guess, responsible for...
I had to wash.
Yeah.
And, you know, imagine it was so windy uh-huh. and it gets dirty. So laundry and... Oh. I can work at the hospital.
I see. So you had to take a job with less hours?
Mm-hmm. And so then, one afternoon they got married, so, you know, it was okay, but...
So you had to take care of all?
Five men. That was a lot of work, though.
Uh-huh.
Even the laundry, I had to wash every day. Iron every day.
Uh-huh. They were clothes. Was there one big place to wash? Or,
mm-hmm.
And so all the women would go there and do the washing?
I used to be the first one to go on this one.
Uh-huh. Because you would get up early to do
it. Uh-huh. But, you know, you hang it outside.
Uh-huh.
It's windy, so sometimes it's no good. Really, at the beginning, it was real awful. So windy.
What kind of work would the other men take care of? Your husband said he took care of you. Went off at work at a dam or something.
My brother and they were working on linoleum.
Linoleum?
For the house. You know, at the beginning, we used to have a wood floor, and toward the end, they gave us linoleum, you know, lay that. So my brother and brother-in-law used to work for that, which was just like loafing.
And so, did everybody, would they all kind of keep their own money that they worked, or were you sort of responsible for it? Like things in the house, if you wanted to buy something.
I had to buy.
And,
I used to order a lot to Sears.
Mm-hmm.
Man. To the end, there was a store.
Mm-hmm. And, so you're busy there, you're taking care of all the staff, and working in the nutrition. Did you associate a lot with the other women, though,
Oh, yes. I went to sewing school over there,
yeah.
too.
Uh-huh.
And tailoring,
uh-huh.
art school.
Oh, painting?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I used to go to art school, nighttime, huh?
Uh-huh. And, the ladies would get together, did you used to share work or anything? Help each other out?
Oh, yeah. A lot of new friends.
Mm-hmm.
They come shopping
even
now. Because we got acquainted that can't find. I used to give party for the kids at the Mesa. Christmas party.
The children who would come?
Christmas party and things.
What would they do in camp for like New Year? Things like that. They couldn't make everything.
No. Not much.
Uh-huh.
Toward the end it was nice though. At the beginning, my goodness. Food was awful. Well, of course, quiet enough, but then not like cooking your own food, man.
Yeah. But people would make their own food too, wouldn't they? Sometimes.
You could.
Uh-huh.
Buy an electric gun. We used to cook. You know, on the 30th, there was a fish market in the camp.
Uh-huh.
We could buy, my husband and they were in charge of a fish market.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Where would they get the fish from?
San Pedro
from Nazareth?
Mm-hmm.
Who would bring it up?
A truck.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. They did a really good business.
I bet they did. How did that get started? People that your husband knew? Or the government? I mean, who?
I don't know. They said they could have a fish market.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody made, our canteen made money.
Mm-hmm.
Co-op-ka.
Uh-huh.
They made money. But they're working under them, see.
I see.
And, gee, a lot of fish stuff. And my husband used to order to my husband's high school friends. They had an Italian family that used to have market.
Uh-huh.
Well, they did real good business.
Oh, so your husband, did your husband kind of start the whole idea?
I guess.
Sounds like
uh-huh.
him, because he was ordering the fish
uh-huh.
with these Italian people. Well, that's interesting. So they have the, did the Italian people have the truck too?
No, they send it by an express.
Oh.
Railroad express.
I see.
Oh, lobster. Lot of fish. Even people eat a meso. You know, they miss sashimi. They don't give you sashimi and things at the meso. Fish is shoyaki or fried or something like that. So, they take fish. They're real good business. We still trade with them.
Oh, with this
fish market.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, afterwards, your husband and your brother, they started encouraging people to leave camp, right? Or no, you went to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said? And you started to farm.
1 year.
1 year. How, did the government give you the, lease you the land or what? You had to?
Just transportation.
Uh-huh.
Just going.
Uh-huh.
They finish, that's all.
Uh-huh. How did you know to go to Utah? What made you decide to go to Utah?
We had a friend.
Oh.
They were farming,
uh-huh.
So they told us to come, but, you know, we're not used to farming.
Mm-hmm.
Fishing this, isn't it?
Well, your husband didn't fish, right?
No, he didn't fish.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, the farming was hard.
Did you buy the lease to land there?
No, sharecropped.
Oh.
With the farm over there.
Mm-hmm.
Four and six.
Mm-hmm.
We get six and the owner gets four. Tomato. Most of the tomato farm and sugar beet.
Mm-hmm. So was it other
Nihon
Japanese that you were with?
Oh yes. There was a lot of Nihons in there.
Uh-huh.
Farming.
Where are you from? What's it?
Clearfield. That's near Ogden.
Uh-huh.
Between Austin and Salt Lake City, huh?
So, was there a home there already that you could live in, a house?
Little shed.
You and your brother and your husband, right?
And then our friend, couple. Okay. Five of us.
Five of you, you all decided to go together. Did you all live in one house together?
Oh, little shed, Houston. It was worse than death.
So,
like Utah, you know, when I want to buy milk, they talk and milk it for you.
Because really, you were sort of city people, huh? I mean, huh?
Uh-huh. First time we had the country,
yeah,
you
know? Really.
And this is real country that. One of my neighbors said, how come your sheep are so white? You know?
Yeah.
And so I said, oh, we use a pig. What kind is it? So we have to teach them. That's real old-fashioned, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Real old-fashioned.
Uh-huh.
Well, they will make their own, can their own fruits.
Mm-hmm.
They jam, make their own bread. Real country.
Did you learn to do these things?
Yes, uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Did you have a, did they build a bath in Utah?
Uh-huh. We had a bath site.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you've been 1 year, and you were working out in the fields too, and
they work.
You didn't have to work in the field?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
And take care of the house, too?
Other girls did, too. Other amuses.
Uh-huh.
He could, too, but... He was going to have a baby, so I had to do almost all the work. She's the one that works at Longer State.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Takeuchi. She's been working there for a long time.
Oh, is that her? I should try to get a hold of her. But she's right very close on campus. Maybe she might have some time. She's terminalized. Is she terminalized?
Mm-hmm.
But now they live in London?
London, too. Her husband, pharmacist. My husband's a real good friend.
No, is that right? He's from Terminal Island.
Mm-hmm.
What did they do in Terminal Island? Did they?
He used to have a doctor.
Is that right?
And well, they weren't married yet.
Uh-huh.
They got married in Utah.
Oh, uh-huh.
Well, you know, they're much older than you people, huh? They have daughter. They went to Colorado College, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Mio Takeuchi, Stuart Takeuchi, and Dana Takeuchi. I think they went to, Dana went to Long Beach State, but the rest of the kids went to Colorado.
No, I don't know. So you stayed in Utah for 1 year.
That was hard work. Hard work.
Were you making any money, any living there? I mean, if you...
You know, one season And then toward the end of the season, they kanjoshi. They figure everything out. So we had to last one whole season for the food money and, you know, living expense. We didn't make any money. Came out even.
About
1944. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So whatever we put out, we just got it back. Uh-huh. But my brother and my husband, well, they said maybe they had to go to an army.
Uh-huh.
And deferment, right? We uh-huh. get deferment, so we fine.
Uh-huh.
And then in New York, my husband worked at the fish market.
He had friends in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were sort of getting discouraged with farming, you contacted other people? Is that mm-hmm. what happened?
So they told us to come.
Uh-huh.
So we went to New York.
Where did the doctor go?
Seabrook. You don't know Seabrook Farm? Huh?
Uh-uh.
Really?
Uh-uh.
It's on a frozen food in a big farm.
Uh-huh.
And all the Japanese, and I went there. A lot of Japanese went there. It's in New Jersey.
Oh, is that right? Oh, so lots of people work there from
their town. Well, lots of people went from camp. Takeshi went to Seabrook Farm.
Mm-hmm.
They went to New York.
Mm-hmm. And you went to New York and you lived in an apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. It was very different then.
The apartment. No, you know, those things. Hard to get the apartment.
Uh-huh.
And so, big, you know, apartment that they were using, they remodeled and they rent it out, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so, we used to pay only, what, $24? First floor. We had to walk up, but two bedrooms,
uh-huh.
bathroom.
This was your husband and your brother?
Just me and my husband.
Oh,
uh-huh. Well, meantime, my brothers got married, one in the camp and one in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
So, just me and my husband, you know. See, apartment was real. Well, you know, it was an old apartment. They just paint it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was about $24, $25 a month.
How did you get them? You took all your things from Utah to New York?
Mm-hmm.
And you went by train?
The government paid for it, though.
Uh-huh.
All the expense.
Mm-hmm. And then you said when you went to New York, your husband already had a job.
Mm-hmm.
Working with a friend?
Mm-hmm. Okay. At the wholesale fish market.
Mm-hmm. And then you went to Empire State Building? Is that what you looked for? A job. Yeah. And there were lots of other, you said you had about six families that were good friends, Japanese
mm-hmm.
families. They all lived nearby?
No.
How did you meet them? You knew them from camp?
Oh yes, and Terminal
Island. Mm-hmm. So you kept contact?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
A few
letters.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. You didn't...
Well, you know, most of the family that we went to Hualien together. Then someone went to Seabrook and someone went to New York, see? From camp.
Mm-hmm.
So we all got to, we got together in New York. It's pretty nice, huh?
Yeah.
Real close.
Yeah. Really nice that you all stay in touch. So you went to New York and you were there how long?
Couple of years.
And then you got the job in the lingerie. I guess in New York must have been entirely different than Utah and then California then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Different.
Uh-huh. Do you remember anything special about New York or things that you did or for the first time? Did you do anything different in New York than you have done before?
Well, what do we do?
You were working every day. Uh-huh. Did you and your husband ever visit the city or?
Yes, Washington D.C., Philadelphia, and no. I see only 5 days work and 2 days off, so that was something for us, you know, because when we were in Terminal Island, we worked 7 days. And the 5 days was really nice.
We had a lot more
to do. So we used to go. New York has a lot of places to visit.
That's the impression. And then you meet different kinds of people.
Oh, yeah. You know, most of I work with Italian, Jewish refugees. Almost all of them are refugees.
Do they speak English?
And then they're good in hand sewing, you know. So I used to work with them. Really nice though.
Did you ever visit their houses or anything?
Yes. I guess I know some people they said business in Europe. Like Vienna. And then they got war there. They were all businesses all damaged, huh? And so they had to come here. So they were pretty well educated people. So the living standard was high. They live in a nice apartment. I used to go and visit them. But they can speak kind of English, they tell me.
Yeah.
A hard time.
But I guess you would learn about different... Eat different food?
Their food.
Yeah.
Italian food. My boss was from Europe. Vienna. And she hated that German. She used to tell me all kind of story.
How was the reaction to you as a Japanese?
You know, first time they hired me, Nihonji. Me and there was another guy. First time they said they hired Nihonji. And they were real happy.
They didn't want to hire Japanese before?
They didn't know. And so they asked us an office in Empire Building. So we went for interview. First time they spoke to Nihonjin girls, you know. And they took and watched it try. And in about a week they were letting me know, you know. And they were real pleased. You know, we don't work hard, but then you know how Nihonjin is.
Good job.
I worked 1 year, and then I said, I'm going to take a vacation, you know, for 1 week. I want a vacation, you know, so that my husband, well, we want to go to Washington, D.C. and all over. And he says, okay. And here's the vacation money. He gives me $700. And I said, what is this? And then he said, he didn't report my income. He gave me a cash on it. So your husband could take you as a dependent. And I didn't report your income. So this is what withholding tax that, it's yours. So you could have it. And so my husband could report as a dependent, and then I think $500 or something he gave me.
Did he save money that way too, the boss? teachers my
So I guess the experience of but I say you do you do this every day? I said no, just to do it.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
So the
those days I think you just have to report once a year, huh? Not like we don't interact like now. Every 3 months.
So the most of the people in New York treated that you didn't have a hard time being Japanese people.
We had a hard time looking for apartment though. I want to get a better apartment, you know. So I went to look for it. And then the lady looked like she didn't like Japanese. I said, I'm Chinese. You know, I told her I'm a Chinese. And she said, she doesn't like Chinese. She likes Japanese.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, we walked about one day looking for apartment.
So where you ended up living, was it around lots of other, was it a Caucasian neighborhood?
Oh yes,
Upper
neighborhood, too. You couldn't get any nice apartment. Well, upper neighborhood, you can more, I guess, bigger. Middle class or down?
In Utah, how did the people treat you as far as being?
Nice. Utah people are nice, Mormon people.
Uh-huh.
I went to a next door neighbor and a farm a wedding.
Uh-huh.
You know, they display all the gifts in the church and they dance. It's real nice country style, man. But New York, it's different. It was different, you know. But I think, people in New York, first time they hire Nihonjin, most of the police, huh? Mm-hmm. And you know, Nihonjins are pretty hard workers.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they always satisfy, huh?
So this was the first time you had a vacation and the first time you had weekends off. Were you able to save a little bit of money this way too? So, you bought more things? Were you able to enjoy?
A
little bit more?
Clothes.
Eat out.
I learned how to eat out, buy clothes. Well, furniture we didn't have to buy, you know, because the furnished in the places.
What do you mean you learned how to eat out? You didn't ever eat out before?
Not in Turn Island.
Uh-huh.
Maybe something happened, go to Chop Suey, that's about all. Uh-huh. There. What? Yeah. Turn Island, we used to eat at home every night.
Uh-huh.
Never did eat out.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was no restaurant, just Chop Suey.
Uh-huh. I just made places for the work, for the bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Sandwich shop mm-hmm. or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we always see that.
You got spoiled. So in New York you ate out and you did all these, it was
nightclub.
You went to nightclub
uh-huh.
too? You and your husband?
Uh-huh. Friends.
Did you go dancing?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It was a completely different money.
Uh-huh. Different
lifestyle.
But so you're there about 2 years, and your husband
decided to come here.
Mm-hmm.
The store, you know, that we have now, it used to be Nikko Grocery.
Uh-huh.
The Chinese people used to own it, and so it was for sale, and so we had to.
How did you find out? Someone told you?
We came back, and he was looking for a store, and then somebody told him.
You came back for a visit?
No, he
wanted to come back for sure.
I didn't want to.
Uh-huh. But he didn't want to start a market in New York?
No.
He liked Los Angeles.
I didn't want to start in Los Angeles, especially in New York.
Because, why? Because
Oh, there's a lot of donation. Not like other places.
So, but at this time, there were lots, must have been lots of people coming back to Nihonmachi.
That's how we did the, at the beginning, business was real good. Real good.
And you own the store with other people, or just?
Well, my uncle, my husband's uncle. But then he retired.
Oh, I see. So we kind of came back together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, did you move into this house? No.
We were living at Euclid Avenue. That's near everything.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's what you said
you were. Yeah, we bought this house about 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Did you
move back? My brother that works at the store, well, he's a partner now, but he used to live here too. We used to, two kids. And my brother, his wife, and two of us. We used to live here, but house got small, and so they moved out.
So you started the store in what, 1946? 1946. And you've had it ever since?
Mm-hmm. I've been working since 46.
Since 46. You worked in the store every day?
Mm-hmm.
Doing the books and cashier.
Cashier, everything.
Everything. All around.
So now I go about 3 days.
So when you were moving back in, lots of other people were moving back in.
Mm-hmm. You know, all the Nihonjimachi hotel was Nihonji. All the Japanese to live there, family. No houses this show.
Oh, after the
camp.
Yeah.
So they always used to live in a hotel.
Uh-huh, like on Weller Street.
So business was real good.
Uh-huh. Must have been kind of nice to see everybody.
Mm-hmm. Now it's all scattered.
Yeah. For a while, did you think the community was kind of close after the war? Or?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the older folks, they all passed away.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's already changing, I guess.
You know, things that we tell are stories different, too.
Oh, and why? What do you mean?
You know, all the Japan people came in.
Uh-huh.
And so we tell typical Japanese things.
Uh-huh. And before you sold more groceries?
You know, like Issei and Nisei in the food, it's different this year. Yeah. Sukiyaki, teriyaki, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But now, all the frozen fish from Japan, typical Japanese food that we sell now.
Mm-hmm.
Even vegetable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
your $27 mushroom. $27.50 mushroom sales, you know.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, so it's a little different. So when you came back, you worked in the store. Did you sew anymore after that?
I did. I used to go Cahill.
I don't know.
It's a wedding gown.
Oh, and sew there?
Mm.
Just part time?
No, full time. I used to go and. My husband said, you better help at the store, so then I came back to the store.
Oh.
I worked about 1 year, huh?
Right immediately when you came back?
Mm-hmm.
Or then you worked in the store? And then you worked in the
store? There's no income from the store, so I had to work.
Oh,
whatever we had, we put in the store, see.
Uh-huh.
And so, I used to work. Oh, those days. It was all colored people too, okay, son, there.
Uh-huh. Oh, when you first opened.
Oh, nothing but color. They used to live around there.
So it was black and then Japanese. Mm.
You know, like we used to, we opened Sunday too, and we couldn't open store with 3 or 4 workers at that time. Soon as we opened the store, the black and colored people, they just come in. Well, it was very busy. It's not now, but then before then.